Welcome everyone to the Game of Dunk podcast. I'm your host this week, Jordan Haygood.
That's a
And
lie.
then there's like TK, and then there's a guest, and then there's that guy Korn or whatever. You should probably change his name to Cricks. Hey, this week's multiplayer.
The end.
Multiplayer's good. Play with people, fun. Sometimes kind of bad. Network code's kind of sh**. Questions. Oh, you're a sh**. Questions. F**ing the game's on. Goodbye.
God.
There. I'm out.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Game Poet Uncast. I'm your host, Jordan Haygood, and joining me today is TK.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How about you, Korn?
Not so good.
Aw. Well, we need some different dynamics here, so. You're feeling good, you're not feeling good. What about you, Mr. Guest John Kidman? Otherwise known as however the hell he pronounces his name. Dyknol?
I'm alive if that counts.
Yeah, he's alive.
A human.
How do you pronounce that?
It's Monkey D backwards.
Monkey D. I never knew that.
I used to play a bunch of MMOs and I had to change it because I'd use Monkey A through D and then like everybody started liking One Piece, and so I couldn't get Monkey D anymore.
Well, you're gonna get sued, or just everyone else uses Monkey D.
Everybody else used it.
Not Luffy, or was that already taken? So everyone started using Monkey D. Okay, I bet.
Everything, Monkey D and Monkey D Luffy, like combination, they were all used.
Cool story. Now I know what that name is all about. Anyway, you know, we've been playing stuff, right? Let's share to the world. Right. That's disappointing.
I have been playing things, but nothing particularly interesting.
Hopscotch and Candyland.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't play that every week? Freaking hopscotch, I haven't played that in years. But that's not important. Give us a brief list, Korn, of what you have been playing.
Planetside 2, as I've said previously, continuing to enjoy that, and getting marginally good. Apart from when I had to fight the Crown, which is... it's not fun. Especially when you don't have the numbers on your side, and everyone insists on not being particularly helpful. But, doesn't that fun? Blacklight Retribution. Got into. Yeah, that's a game. You play it, you shoot people. I don't like the buying things temporarily kind of deal. Because I am super... I don't like play things. I'll like play a game and then like 2 weeks later I'll be like, oh yeah, I might play a bit more of that. But by then, all my stuff I bought would have been expired or whatever, so it's kind of a pain. Although I think I'm buying all the wrong stuff anyway. But, apart from that, I've been trying to resist tabletop gaming, and it's getting harder and harder.
Like what?
Like, there's War Machine, which is a tabletop game where the game part of it is actually, you know, balanced in some regard. Like the monstrosity of 40k. But still want to play 40k. Although at the same time, I like don't like Games Workshop. But anyway, this is off topic, I think. I haven't been playing much of anything particularly interesting this week.
Okay. Well, TK, have you?
I actually have before I moved into the dorms yesterday. Like earlier in the past week, I've been playing Gran Turismo 5. And I finally got it because I won it like a month ago. So I've been playing that racing, just leveling up. I've been trying to get all the license stuff. And at the moment, I'm stuck on a license race because it's very strict. And you can easily get disqualified if you bump into something or like touch a car. It's very annoying.
You could also get arrested that way.
Yeah, I know. Other than that, I did some of the main races in like the career mode and just trying to level up more to unlock more races and licenses.
Licenses.
Trying to be a pro driver in a simulator, but it's a pretty fun game. There are many times that I'll be rage quitting because of the freaking race. That's especially the license race when it's really sensitive. But eventually you'll beat it. And that's pretty much I've been all been playing. Other than that, I've just been slowly packing stuff, like moving in the dorms and playing less. So now that I've packed everything, I'm gonna probably play a little bit more during the weekend. It's pretty much all that I've been playing. Actually, over the past weekend, last week, I played some retro games with Venom, with Streets of Rage 2. I wanted to help him beat the game before I leave. And then we also played Renegade Ops, which is pretty fun too. So beat those two games in one day. They're not that long.
Two games in one day, man. Again?
Yeah. Streets of Rage only took like an hour. And then Renegade Ops played like 5 hours. Took breaks in between throughout the day. So,
Make me want to
yeah.
play Streets of Rage again.
I'm down if you play co-op. So, there's
Well, I
other games
mean,
I've been playing.
just come down
Keep that
here and
Segway
we'll.
candy for later.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And that's it for you, TK?
That's it for me. Yep.
What about you, John? What have you been
I've
playing
been.
as far as the your life goes?
Oh, well, when I was like 5, I played this
Okay,
one
do the
game.
last month or so.
I've been playing a lot of Tails, the new Tails game. I'm on my second playthrough of that, and then Fire Emblem and SMT4. Those have been my three big ones this month.
Nice.
So the two games that got you $30 on the eShop?
Yeah.
Actually saw SMT4 at my workplace. The one copy, just obviously you can tell what it is because it's like the only one that looks huge and all fancy and stuff. And it's
How
$50.
much time do you save just saying SMT4 as opposed to Shin Megami Tensei 4? Like,
Well, you wasted the extra time, so I guess it doesn't matter
yeah,
now.
like,
I don't know, I just said it because he said it. Just move on.
you need to, like,
Shut up.
you don't need to save that much time.
Shut up.
We have to say it
You
professionally. Yes.
don't tell me about saving time when you're wasting more time than we could have s
Oh, really?
Ugh.
I've got to make up that extra 20 minutes from earlier.
Enough. What else
Okay.
for you, kid man?
Not a whole lot. That's pretty much been everything that's taken my time this,
Recently.
yeah, recently.
Fair enough. Can't play too many games at once.
Especially RPGs.
Oh yeah. Wait, what was the third one?
Fire Emblem
Or
Awakening.
the other one.
Tails. The new
Tails.
Tails game.
Yeah, so like three RPGs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you were able to play three RPGs.
Well, I finished two of them, so.
You finished two of those?
Yep. I finished Tails and Fire Emblem, and then I'm working through SMT now.
Oh yeah?
Well, I'll try to go
Wow.
through that second playthrough of Tails.
Anyway, me, I've been playing stuff.
Woo.
I'll say Animal Crossing, but I won't talk too much because
You don't even need to mention it these days.
probably not. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of the newest game I got, which is Mario & Luigi Dream Team. I've been getting through that game. But aside from that, I haven't really played anything else at all. Probably because it's an RPG. I mean, mixed with the work. It's really the only game that I had time for. Aside from Animal Crossing. But yeah, those are my two games. And
Speaking of games,
that's the best segue I've ever heard.
I should be a TV reporter.
Yes, you should. You should be the anchor of all news programs.
Except TV3, since they're kind of, you know.
He'd end up being on the Naked News Network.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
Triple N.
Wouldn't want to check that out.
So, yeah. So, due to the theme of the questions we will discuss later, we decided to talk about multiplayer. So, let's do that, right? Yeah, sure. How often do you play multiplayer in games?
Never.
And with what games do you play multiplayer most often? This is just basic multiplayer, really. Not really co-op. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But for now, just like, you know, usually with party games or fighting games or whatever. Competitive, mainly.
Depends on the game, but I do play a fair amount of multiplayer stuff.
It also depends on friends or online capabilities.
I guess for you guys it does, but you know, I have too many friends, really. I have to choose and pick very carefully.
I actually don't do multiplayer very often these days because I did way back, like back in the day, growing up with two other brothers who played games as much as I do, living with them, it was a lot easier to do multiplayer. Not so much these days, now that they're not here, and we're not together anymore.
Feels weird, like, after playing a long time with someone you know, it's like, I don't feel like playing with a stranger.
It's like, hey, want to come to my house? Want to come to my house and play this? Who are you? Why are you talking to me? But, I mean, there is online, and I do some online stuff. Not that much, because, I don't know, I can't really do online that often. But when I do, it's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we did do that Smash Bros. Thing.
Yeah, we did. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was.
Oh, that was great fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Warren, you killed everybody.
Freaking John owned us.
Yeah. So there's that. I like Mario Kart. Shut up. I like playing multiplayer with Mario Kart because, you know, it's one of those things. Anybody else want to throw in a game?
I play quite a lot. Like PlanetSide 2, I've mentioned a lot.
Do you like PlanetSide 2?
Yes, I like it a lot.
What was it called again?
PlanetSide 2.
Oh, do you like it? I'm just messing with you.
That's his Animal Crossing.
I don't know, it's like that kind of thing is like my multiplayer jam. Where it's like, I don't need to play a lot of it to get good at it. And like, if I just stop playing it and come back later, it's not like, oh no, everything's different.
Yeah.
It's fairly so. I mean, like I did say, there were fairly different, big differences, but I caught up quite quickly. And it's not like, all of a sudden, you know, everyone has to fly now or something like that. Or like, medics have become nerfed or something. It's just like, hey, you have to be smart now. Everyone's like, okay, we're not going to be smart. And you're like, ah, fuck you guys.
Wow.
Yeah, just, come on, people. You follow the line. They made it easy. You follow the line. And people still get that wrong. But anyway, I like PlanetSide 2. I don't really like multiplayer tacked onto stuff. Like
It doesn't have a reason of being there. It's just like, hey, let's add multiplayer. They'll like it.
Like in BioShock 2.
Oh, yeah. What was it recent game that they didn't add multiplayer simply because it didn't belong? Was it Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider had multiplayer.
Tomb Raider
did,
has
oh
multiplayer.
Yeah, it does have multiplayer. Yeah. It was something else that was recent.
BioShock Infinite. They took it out entirely.
Yeah, but I think it was something else. Can't put my finger on it.
Is it a recent game?
Yeah.
Okay, what Nintendo games have been coming out recently?
It wasn't Nintendo, douchebag.
What?
So,
wow. Okay, well, this is going to be even more difficult. What casual non-Nintendo games?
It'd be worse if Marshall were here. He'd be destroying me right now. I really hate that. It all started with you, Kikyu. You started it. You called me a fanboy once, and now everyone's rubbing it in, as if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So what other Nintendo games have you been playing recently?
Yeah, Korn.
Me? I haven't played any very recently.
Because it's not hardcore.
No, it doesn't. Nintendo is, like, where's all the bro shooters that I demand?
The bro shooters. I don't. It doesn't like have Splinter any of those, Cell. Unfortunately. So, it does have Splinter Cell. There you go.
That's
best console
not
exactly
ever.
Bro shooters.
Like, I usually dabble in a few multiplayer things. Like, I played a bit of Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, which is fairly decent. Considering the gameplay was the only really good part about Mass Effect 3. Apart from that, it's like, oh yeah, I played some multiplayer of this, and then I didn't, because it's, you know, because I didn't buy it for the multiplayer.
Some games work with multiplayer, others, it's just stupid.
I can't remember how many
pointless.
Throw myself into multiplayer ages.
I mean, like you said, BioShock 2, I would never have thought of doing multiplayer in that series, because it doesn't seem like it makes sense.
But the gameplay is so
what are we? Is it? I've never done the multiplayer either.
I didn't mind it.
You didn't? It was decent.
I thought it was okay. I mean, it was for what it was. But you know, like Assassin's Creed, they tacked theirs on.
Oh
and
yeah,
maybe Assassin's Creed. Yeah, the Revelations had a really good development of their multiplayer. Like it really. Right. Went from tacked on to a really decent version of the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Haven't done the multiplayer in that either.
Didn't Dead Space 3 or 2 have multiplayer? Or was it both of them?
It was Brotherhood, Revelations, and then 3.
No, I was thinking Dead Space.
Dead Space?
I haven't slept
Dead Space 3 had 2
co-op.
Had multiplayer.
Yeah, 2 had multiplayer, yeah. That's... why?
Now we can be stalked by monsters together.
You could play as monsters.
Oh yeah, that's it. Well, that's kind of interesting, I guess.
They don't just saying whether AVP was interesting, but
Oh yeah, you have a point.
Or Colonial Marines.
Oh God!
Don't speak of that game.
Actually,
best game ever.
Planet Marines AVP actually seems quite good. Not the movies,
right?
Just the game. I play a fair amount of multiplayer. If we're going by genres, I'd probably play shooters and RTS games the most. As far as genres, I play multiplayer. Usually because that's the ones you expect multiplayer in.
Yeah.
I, every now and then, get fooled into thinking I'll like MMOs, and I'll play one of those, and then I realize, no, actually, I don't like MMOs, so I won't play them anymore. That's kind of different.
Yeah.
That's how my own brain works. I'll just say the things I think.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't speak very often.
Well. Yeah, on occasion, mainly whenever I visit with, or am visited by, one of my brothers... we sometimes go back to old games that we used to play multiplayer on a lot.
Break out the old SNES.
Well.
Goof Troop.
Atari 2600.
Yeah, that.
Yep.
Now, Yeah, speaking of Super Nintendo, that's one of the things, like, Turtles in Time.
Yes.
What do you expect? There were two consoles back then that mattered. We also did Streets of Rage. Fine. Sega. There you go. Screw you.
F***ing course.
Okay.
Sega
fanboy. Criticize me for that, too.
Someone's angry.
What are you, Korn? Atari?
No. Because I haven't...
Well, you're probably PC.
Super Smash TV.
Super Smash TV, what?
That's what he was playing.
Oh. But yeah. There's also, I mean, there's no denying that I played a lot of Nintendo games, because a lot of them have multiplayer. A lot of them are made for multiplayer. So, you know, we would play, like, you know, Mario Kart, Mario Party. I mean, there was GoldenEye.
Jeez, if we're going split screen, we're going ages back. I think, like, Portal 2 might have been the last split screen game I played.
That, too. That, yeah, we
Portal
played
2
that.
Was made for on the couch, split screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is so much better with that.
That's a really
probably
good...
the only reason I picked it up on the PS3.
Yeah, is that that's a really good, example of multiplayer. Though it was co-op, so, but still, I mean... It was the multiplayer mode, so, you know. In fact, the case had the multiplayer characters on the front.
Yeah.
So, it's like it was made for that. A lot of people, like, say Marshall doing MMOs. Freaking.
Yeah, MMOs are supposed to be these massive, big games with lots of content, but I never really play them for like more than like a few hours.
I can't remember the last MMO I played. I mean, I never paid for one, so I couldn't try too many. Plus, my computer's plus the computer I have can't run half of them. So,
I played a lot of MMOs.
You have?
Yeah, far too many. Not so much recently.
Just in the past?
Yeah, like Galaxies and even the Old Republic, stuff like that.
Adventure
Quest!
Wow,
Galaxies!
And, the hell's that game called?
Hellgate London and World of Warcraft.
Conquer and, Runes. RuneScape? Is that what it's
RuneScape?
Called? RuneScape.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck's sake, no. I don't need that.
And old school.
We're talking about MMOs, and I'm talking about how I don't like them, but then EverQuest Next pops into my head, and I'm like, oh, f***.
But hey, let's talk about that. How often do you play multiplayer now that online is a thing that you can play with people from across the globe or in the next town over or whatever?
More? Not much these days now.
Not much these days?
I still play a little bit, like with Lego games.
Yeah.
Play online?
Depends on.
Oh, no, play.
No, he just sets up a little
co-op
Skype
now
thing,
with...
like webcam, showing off his Legos. He plays with them.
But I do play a lot of FPSs too, so I do play quite a bit of online.
Well, I mean, that's the big thing. Playing FPSs online with people and having 12-year-olds scream at you and.
With their mic-changing voices.
That's on the 360. It, you're fine on the PC.
Yeah.
It's at least 16-year-olds.
At least. When you mention across the globe, there was one time I played with UK people, and the UK kids were pretty funny. They're using, like, British terms. They're like, oi, you jolly mate, you are...
Wow. Do you, like, travel back to, like, the fucking 18th century or something?
Cheerio.
Because that's not how f***ing teenagers talk.
when I played, they were talking like that.
Maybe they were making fun of their own culture.
Because I joined in a live stream of a UK streamer on Twitch. Invited me to play. I was like, okay, I'll play with you guys. And I was listening to all the UK people, and they were pretty hilarious. Like the hosts... was saying stuff like, "You gotta put your soap in your mouth, boy, kid," or something like that.
I don't even want to, like, you're closer, aren't you guys closer to that than we are? And I feel like I know more about it than you guys.
Yeah,
maybe
I mean, you guys are f***ing Americans, so you probably don't know anything outside your own f***ing state.
Calm down.
Or anything in our state, either.
It's not our fault we're,
culturally ignorant.
Dumbasses.
And awesome.
And awesome, because we're Americans, and you suck, and blah.
You can drive our rascal scooters down the highway.
Yeah.
You freely allow Games Workshop to run a monopoly, while other countries don't. Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's how we roll down the street in our rascals.
It's pretty fun playing with the international players.
Yep.
It's not fun podcasting with international players, though. No, but let's move on.
Yeah. Don't want to get things worse.
Well,
I got John Key on speed dial.
Okay.
This will get Cold War on your asses. New Zealand, America. Not exactly a nuclear arms race, since we banned nukes over here.
I'm sure we lose so hard. It's seeing as our... Yeah.
I guess we could probably just load up rockets with whatever the f*** our rivers are made out of these days. That's probably bad for you. Probably a toxin. Anyway.
Anyway, go...
definitely win that.
Go from that back to online multiplayer. Kind of... learned something interesting involving ROMs. I was, don't sue me, anyone, but I was playing around with some emulators recently, and, I'm sorry.
I have legally obtained emulators.
It's just the emulators. I won't say anything else. But, apparently...
GCSB are listening to all my Skype calls, so they know. They know.
I'm screwed. But they have this thing a lot of emulators do called NetPlay that lets you do online multiplayer as if it were local multiplayer on the same game, on the same, like it was the same console. Basically, they turn like Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Genesis, all those classic consoles and made them online, which I think is pretty cool. It allows people to do multiplayer without, you know, using the same TV. I thought it was pretty cool.
Man, can have trade Pokemon without having any...
I mean, sure, it has to involve some illegal activity, but it's still a cool feature that for somebody to
break the law at least once in their life.
Yeah.
Or five times the feeling. Like
yeah. Or a few times. But yeah, I don't really play online that much these days.
So I play the most out of the one.
I've been meaning to, but
it depends on the mood.
Yeah.
Or type.
It's more like, you know, I have to plan it. You know, it's like with the GP people. If it's at a good time for me, you know, I have to say, yeah, so I'm good these days. Let's do it then. But I'm not one to really just sit down and say, "All right, let's see who I can play with."
Yeah, usually, yeah.
I used to play a lot of Minecraft multiplayer, just thinking back on it.
Back when too much, you played Minecraft?
Yes. A few group of people I'd jump in with, play with them, build things.
They recreated Planet Side in Minecraft.
Oh my god, time to go back to Minecraft.
Dude, do you know how massive Araxis is?
Would be awesome.
I don't want to do that. Araxis, the planet from Planet Side 2.
Is that a spider planet?
No, it's not a spider.
Dang. I was hoping for the best.
Someone's like recreating Westeros in Minecraft. That's kind of dumb.
Somebody's recreating everything in Minecraft.
I saw somebody made a Minecraft version of Attack on Titan. Which is
That's
awesome.
Fantastic.
We don't speak about anime here.
Anime. Anime is the sin.
They took too many of our hosts already.
I'm recreating Minecraft in Minecraft, so I'm good.
Oh my god. It's amazing.
I think I skipped ahead there, because that's kind of the answer to the next bit, but anyway.
Well, let's skip to the next bit. What games, past or present, have your favorite multiplayer experiences? This is not including co-op, because, you know, that's in the question, so we'll save it.
Minecraft, done.
Yeah.
Plants 2 had some pretty good experiences, not so much because of the multiplayer, just because of the insane scale and how awesome some of that shit is.
I think Halo.
Halo.
See, I played the first Halo on PC, so my multiplayer experiences of that were ever so slightly different. just marginally different.
That used to be the thing back in the day.
GameSpy.
I remember them.
I've already brought that up a while back.
Back when GameSpy existed.
Yep. Speaking of which, games for Windows is closing down as well. So slowly.
Do what?
Slowly, PC will be perfect. Slowly.
Slowly.
Once that closes down, and Uplay and Origin go away, and then Steam gets rid of Greenlight, perfect. Perfect.
It's a very steamy move.
Fucking hell, TK.
Sorry.
Fucking hell.
Anyone else got an answer? And this is past or present, so you can go back 10 years or anything.
I did play quite a lot of... Oh, that's co-op, never mind.
That's a cop.
I don't know. I think GoldenEye was one of the first best experiences.
Yeah.
GoldenEye is definitely a good one.
Smash Brothers.
I'm feeling nostalgic now. Smash Bros.
Are you? Not. I'm feeling kind of tired. Is that similar to... No, it's not.
What?
No.
Wait, which one?
I'm very tired. Just ignore me.
That's a good game. I'm feeling tired. I really like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time, back for the Super Nintendo. It's co-op, but whatever, who cares? It's a good one. I feel weird trying to refrain from co-op just because of the questions, but
I did. And I'm a better person because of it.
I'm horrible. Anyway,
So wait, not a single Call of Duty fan in here?
No. I'm
not like Call of Duty, but not a huge fan. Like,
I'm not. I don't hate it, but I don't play it.
It's
four gamers with guns. Just didn't. Wow.
Gaming. What? I don't know what you're talking about. You're not making sense.
I didn't have sleeps for like a few days.
You didn't have sleeps?
Yeah. Our brain is down.
I don't.
That's why I haven't been on this podcast.
You need some sleep.
I do.
Some creepy pasta.
My pasta isn't that creepy. Yeah, really, and it was f***ing nice.
Hold on, bumps.
What's the best co-op game you have ever played? There you go, move on.
No. We're not even done with this discussion.
Oh, for f***'s sake.
Oh, man.
What about you, John? Or TK, or somebody?
Like I said, GoldenEye is a good one, and then some of the old school games like Cruisin' USA, Forsaken 64.
Yeah. I think a lot of them that come to mind are old school. Maybe nostalgia, but whatever.
It's definitely nostalgia.
Still like it.
And the old school Mario parties were great, too.
Yeah, like 1 through 3. Mainly 1 and
everything except 9.
When they changed it.
Luigi always wins.
I don't know, I never played 6 or 7. I played...
Battlefield 2.
Hmm?
How could I forget? Battlefield 2. F***ing love the multiplayer on that.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. Old school Counter-Strike.
Yeah. Yes! Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best.
Except it has some of the worst hitboxes ever.
I remember we got two of our IT classes the first once in school, just in Counter-Strike. It was
magnificent.
Yes. Also discovered, I think that was like the dying realization that teachers actually cared. Because we weren't being terribly secret. I mean, it was two entire classes fighting in Counter-Strike.
We played Quake in our classes.
We did that as well. Because we can't be tied down to one genre. Also played GTA. I'm not sure how we got that working on the computers, but we did.
I'm sure if Marshall were here, he wouldn't have waited this long to say this, but Pokemon has some pretty good multiplayer. Pretty fun, anyway. It's not very deep, but... Well, the newer ones kind of are, but... Just the... Fighting with somebody else. It's pretty fun.
See, I keep getting all these co-op answers in my head, and I keep pushing them away. And I know I'm going to forget them.
Do what?
No, he said something, let him talk. I'm just spewing nonsense.
No, the Pokemon multiplayer was pretty decent, and it was really nice when Nintendo used to throw their giant tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
They used to go, like, mall to mall.
Yeah. Just the tournaments. Having tournaments was always fun. I remember, I think I went to a Smash Bros. One at some convention once. It's pretty fun. And,
And you dominated?
I did, but I think the power shut off. So, it's like...
Whoa.
I need to stop playing with magnets.
Is that the noise I keep hearing?
Yes.
Stop it!
There's just a bunch on the disc. I was going to magnetize the dreadnought, and I didn't really need to.
That's a nice story.
Yeah. Who decided that Dreadnought should have close combat? That's the stupidest thing.
I don't know. You know what I do know?
Co-op questions?
Not yet. Stop rushing this thing, buddy.
I need to, like, do things.
We all do. But it's only been, like, 40 minutes.
This episode feels so sad.
Think Korn. He's too impatient to get out of here.
It's the magnets.
He hates multiplayer. That's...
Yes.
That's what I get out of this.
It's probably hard to connect to a game and get a decent connection when most servers are... A lot of servers are US-based.
We're doing this again. we're doing the New Zealand as a third world country thing again, aren't we?
I'm sorry. America's the racist country in the world.
But a lot of your online friends like US or UK based, and then you're
New Zealand based.
So it's you're gonna have problems connecting. Like I have problems connecting to the UK or to China or anywhere else.
New Zealand just has this massive cable going straight to the internet. there's usually AU servers, and we connect to those fine. Oh, I do. I don't know how everyone else does it. I presume they do the same thing, because we're on the same server. I don't get lagged too much. I mean, unless everyone's, like, f***ing on the internet, then it slows down to a crawl, but I can usually
All New Zealanders...
Yes.
...on the internet at once.
That's not
it explodes and causes the country to collapse.
Actually, this new plan It's been a little spa for f**k's sake.
Whoa, aliens!
Wow.
I'll answer this, I guess.
That's me on the other line.
No long distance calls.
Hi, this is Origin.
Okay. Somebody else want to talk while he's like, talking to us? Hey, he's talking.
Why would you have to hang up just as I'm about to answer? These people are the worst.
These like people if you, meaning your parents.
Maybe. They usually leave a message. Anyway.
Anyway, what?
Oh, yeah, I was talking. Yeah, the new internet connection is slower. No, I'm getting a bit of lag online. But whatever. It's fine. It's fine.
Does it work better in other places?
I haven't taken this modem other places, so I wouldn't
know. No, I mean where that old one sucked.
The old one had a 20 gig limit, so the time that it was actually good was very limited. Plus, I don't know, I have no idea what's going on at the moment with this new internet. It's good, and that's all I really need.
At least it's not Comcast.
Yes, we don't have that over here. We have, I don't know, what would we have that shit? Play Vodafone.
Vodafone is probably better than Comcast.
I have no idea, probably.
Anyway,
my internet's fine, multiplayer good. All sweet, especially when I can host my own servers. Which, like, come on, people. Where's all this, like, PC shit going? I can't even quick save in half these games anymore. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. I'm like a quick save addict. It's ridiculous when I can't do it. Like, I quick save when I start a game from a save. First thing, quick save.
Quick saves are nice.
Yes, they're so reassuring. Especially in a Bethesda game.
Alright. Well, I'm,
gonna move
on.
I think
I've already said pretty much all my favorites. So unless you have, any of you have anything to add on to that?
I played a fair amount of Bad Company 2, but I don't think I liked it as much as Badfield 2. 2. 2. 2. 2.
2. 2. 2. 2.
2. 2.
I'm blanking, but I'm sure there's plenty of others I really liked.
Yeah. You know,
it's a long list somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Just bear with us. We can't answer in detail.
I'm looking. Like, there's Company of Heroes, which I think I mentioned previously. Yeah. And Dawn of War.
And Space Marine.
I never actually played Space Marine multiplayer. Maybe I should.
It reminded me a lot of, like, a Gundam game, almost. Because the suits...
Yeah, with arms.
Yeah.
Space Marines are marginally different from Gundams. In that Chaos is superior. Technically superior. Fucking 6th edition.
Well, what about the worst? What games have the worst multiplayer you can think of?
Anything that even so much as looked at Games by.
Anything that has multiplayer tacked on with no reason.
SimCity?
Well, they had a reason. The whole game was about multiplayer. So it was certainly not tacked on.
Didn't really work thing.
At the beginning. Yeah, here it works now.
Yeah, that's
same with Diablo 3, yeah. That didn't work at first and now it does. I guess that's the curse of all always online stuff.
DayZ multiplayer was sort of ass. just sort of. You know, just being able to cheat whenever the hell you want to makes for a perfectly fine and well-balanced multiplayer game.
Online-wise, I'm sure games that have nobody on is pretty bad. It's like, let's play. Oh, wait, I can't because no one's there.
That's the problem with not being able to host your own servers, is these games are dead. Gone.
Like the Lord of the Rings Conquest, they just took the servers down, so now you can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, another couch co-op game that I used to loved was Earth Defense Force 2017. Have you guys ever played that?
The only Earth Defense Force is a that I played is a completely irrelevant single-player Super Nintendo game. That was a side-scroll shooter.
2017, like, it was not very good, but, like, the co-op was pretty fun.
Did it have giant ants?
Yes, it had giant bugs.
Yeah.
So it's basically like Starship Troopers.
Giant bugs. Okay. It's a common enemy.
Stalkers multiplayer, sort of.
Hey, it worked for Lord of the Rings.
What was that? Stalker?
Yes, like the core Pripyat multiplayer. I was like, wow, this is... Yeah, if any game was fantastic with Deathmatch, it's Stalker. Oh my god.
I'm trying to think of multiplayer experiences I hated. Like, Civ. Oh my god, why is
this? As in I like it, not that I don't like it. Civ. I just looked at it sitting there and I was like, Civ.
I can't.
Civilization.
Civ.
They have to have a game going on at some point. I think we've both forgotten about it. Oops.
The worst multiplayer. Can't think of any, but the most recent one that
usually worst multiplayer is usually associated with bad game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aliens Colonial Marines.
I didn't really like Gears, like the Gears multiplayer, because it was just people running around and rolling with shotguns, and then co-op was.
Oh yeah.
Co-op was really fun. Hordes,
I only played co-op Hordes.
Yeah, like everyone, that. All that co-op was really fun. It was that competitive one that just was dreadful.
And mostly the shotgun, like you said, it's very annoying. It's overpowered.
I think Halo did it well. No, it's not like the worst, but just the whole thing where you can be in teams and that the stuff you do actually has like the what's the Warthog where someone's driving while someone else is like shooting and teamwork.
What I like about the Halo games, you can make custom games and maps. Like there's this one game type and map I played where you're racing around the obstacle course, and there's a guy on top that's the sniper, and his objective is to snipe all the racers before they get to you. Because the racer's objective is to race around the obstacle course and kill the sniper, while the sniper's objective is kill all the racers. It's pretty fun. But the obstacle is hard to race around. And another fun game type was this game that's kind of like the Juggernaut. Like, there's this player you play as a Juggernaut with a hammer, and you go around the maze looking for other players. And there's a 2-minute time limit to survive, so you have to hide or move around in order to win the game. So it's like one versus all. So the Juggernaut's objective is to kill all the players before time runs out.
Left 4 Dead's a popular one, right? Or it was.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I would call that co-op.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's like a very loose co-op game.
Yeah, it's not like you're... You don't go through the... Do you go through the story? Or is it just like little levels that you go...
Yeah, they're kind of like levels
that are kind of different from the main story. Just like, hey, let's try to survive together.
Yeah. make point A to point B.
So it's a different kind of co-op, I guess.
Yeah.
Usually when you think of co-op, you think of, like, going through the main story together.
Yes.
Which usually isn't very good. playing a game like that.
Better than AI.
Well, I mean, if they have your player replaces an AI, yeah. But, like, if you just have, like, hey, here's an extra character with you, where there wasn't one before, to play through the story. It's kind of like, okay. Like, Saints Row. Bring a dude with that, and then actually playing through some story missions, this is kind of shit.
Oh, here's a good one. Big Rigs Over the Road Racing.
Oh, Farming Simulator. Multiplayer.
That too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Farmville? That's technically multiplayer.
Nothing like coordinating crop rotation. The best bud. Does Farming Simulator have crop rotation? It probably doesn't.
Well, I don't know. I never played it.
What about Twisted Metal? I never played those games, but they have pretty good multiplayer from what I've heard.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's like Twisted the first Metal of its Black kind.
Really fun.
I know that. I remember there was Twisted Metal, which was like positively received and for the multiplayer, and then there was the ripoff, I guess, Vigilante 8 and the sequel. If anyone's played that.
And Blood Drive.
Some of them suck.
Some of them suck.
Leave it at that. If you guys can think of ones that suck,
co-op games?
Good for you. But let's move on to questions.
Okay.
Since Corn is so impatient.
Mm-hmm.
Kick you, our favorite asker of questions, since you asked so many of them.
By that, we mean only asker of questions.
Yep, exactly. What's the best co-op game you have ever played? It's kind of a tough one.
Yeah. Depends.
Modern wise.
Recently? Like,
I kind of. That's what I was going to say. I really like the co-op in that. Retro wise, or games from back in the day, kind of like the ones I was talking about earlier, like Turtles in Time and Streets of Rage, and like those kind of side scrolling brawler things.
And so, Goof Troop.
Goof Troop. Yeah.
Dude, all those old school Disney games were awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn straight.
Tailspin.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley. I did play Monster Hunter with the dude. We played that. That was quite fun. Until he stopped playing it, and then I stopped playing it, because, like, you can't solo the things I was let. I wouldn't say it was the best co-op. It was good.
Gauntlet had a really good co-op for, like, an arcade.
What was that? Oh, Gauntlet?
Like, Gauntlet?
Yeah, that... In those types of games, the new Adventure Time game was like heavily inspired by that Gauntlet.
Huh.
Because it was so fun to play with people.
Expert muting, yes. Mad Pro.
Why are you talking to yourself?
Because that's the kind of mood I'm in.
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
I'm an auditory thinker.
Mm-hmm.
I think that means what I think it means. I was about to say auditory speaker, but then I realized what that meant.
For a bro shooter, Gears of War had a really good co-op and like Army of Two.
Yes.
I played Army of Two and I was like, hey, this is kind of good, but I'm not buying this.
Yeah, there are plenty of games that were kind of meant for co-op that do it well when they focus on it.
Problem with co-op, though, is that it's like half who you're playing with and half the actual game.
Yeah.
fun playing Army of Two, but Army of Two is not that great of a game. It's like because the person I was playing with was interesting.
I'm trying to think of old games that were like you're always screaming at your partner because they're not doing something right. Because I know I've been there.
Same. Especially when they mess around.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Like Halo with four players. Like some players would just mess around or screw the game up. If you play online, though. No. There'll be annoying players that won't contribute. So it's better to play with like close friends.
I think you'll always get that. Just because.
Oh, yeah, if you're playing co-op, there has to be with people you know.
Yeah.
I used to get frustrated with like playing Double Dragon, stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And Battletoads had a co-op
too. Oh yeah, and just like any some of those games that had like the possibility of punching your own, like attacking your own partner, and your partner would actually do that to you just because it's like funny.
I used to. Dude, you killed me! Off. What the hell?
True
on
spirit of
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, I used to throw people off the levels.
Because why not?
I know, right? Plus, I was like 8 or something.
Yeah.
You have an excuse.
Yep.
Yeah, co-op. Yep. Good co-op games. How about bad ones? What is the worst co-op game played?
Dead Island.
Dead Island is up there for me.
I never tried co-op with Dead Island. Is it really that bad?
Me neither, but I guess I shouldn't care.
Well, it's the whole drop-in, drop-out system was a pain.
Oh, okay.
Also, slightly glitchy. ever so slightly glitchy. No, nothing game-breaking, of course. Just minor things.
I can't really...
Better to play co-op.
Can't even tell if
I'm
sarcastic anymore.
Yeah.
I can't really think of too many games I did co-op on that I really just despised. Like,
yeah.
With
the co-op,
well, I think it's pretty much...
You usually play single player first, so you know if you like it or not.
Yeah.
So, hey, this game's garbage. Come play with it. Come play it with me.
I thought Fable 2, what was it, Fable 2 or Fable 3? The co-op in that was awful.
I never did that, but I heard... heard about that.
You're like a ghost. It's like, hey, there's a guy following me. What do I do?
Just give him a gift. Or do hand gestures.
I guess I could throw in 007 Legends, but that's mainly because it's a god-awful game.
Yeah,
so it counts, right? It counts if the game itself is bad. Co-op just makes it worse.
There's, ATB, is it ATB? Whatever that. ATB Reload, Cops and Robbers, garbage.
Cops and Robbers.
Cops.
Is it ATB?
I would say probably the worst co-op game is anything with bad AI.
Yeah. Or bad something. If something's bad in it, then yeah.
Like the AI is being stupid. Like Operation Raccoon City.
Oh.
Worst AI ever. I have to do everything on my own. There was this one time where the AI would be shooting right in front of the enemy. He's right there. I would just stand there and watch him. Like, dude, he's right there. You can't kill him.
I love watching AI shoot into walls.
Yeah. Like whenever it's a game that requires co-op, but has like a computer player as your partner if you don't have somebody there.
You know what makes that even better?
Oh, that reminds me.
When they use items. And ammunition.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's fantastic.
I know a pretty bad AI in co-op is Epic Mickey 2.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oswald! I swear, I spent like the first hour of that game trying to figure out how to get him to do something. It's like, what are you... He's like, I got this! And didn't get it. He just didn't get it. I think I had to restart the game one time because he, like, glitched into something and could never get him back. I don't know. That was... I hear the game is a lot better when you have somebody actually controlling him than whenever he's the AI partner.
My 6-year-old nephew was better than the AI in that game.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Can we talk about best co-op games we've looked at and thought about buying? Because, like, Payday 2 looks quite solid.
I guess.
I'm browsing the internet, sorry, I should
play. Okay.
Something about Nintendo I just turned up.
Borderlands 2 had a pretty decent co-op.
Yep.
What?
The first one.
Sort of. Borderlands 2?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the first one. I play that with a few people I knew.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent co-op. Multiplayer.
Marshall Prayer.
Cooperative. Is that... That's the full thing, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people probably don't know that. Cooperative!
Guns of Icarus?
Yeah, it's pretty much...
Some are bad. Some are good.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Pretty much the bad co-op is mostly the AI.
Yeah.
or players that annoy you, like they're not following the game, they're just messing around or shooting at you for no reason. And then quit.
See, that's usually me, so
just because they can.
Or when they log in and they're lagging so bad that they just follow behind you about 20 feet and do nothing but skip walk the entire way.
Yep. Is that like a washing machine or something? I don't know what I was hearing.
I guess the air conditioning turned on by itself.
It's also much louder than it's been.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to mute.
No.
Goodbye, TK. Let's just do this without him. What makes co-op games fun? What happened to TK here?
According to Korn, we're moving on. Kiku asks, what makes co-op games fun? Just so I have a chance to say it too.
Someone decent to play with?
Yeah, or good AI. But mostly with...
Good AI is not two things you can say together. Get away with it.
Okay, so... someone who's fun to play with.
Hmm.
And doesn't screw around. Whoa!
The co-op, you just need like good drop-in, drop-out. Make it easy to find the people you want to play with. Get the infrastructure nice and solid, which isn't... Yeah. Good and obviously make it so co-op is fun.
Yeah. Make it with good teamwork mechanics and stuff. Like, I liked Portal 2's co-op because it was very well designed.
Yeah, yeah.
Puzzle.
You could never solve one of those by yourself.
Yeah.
You got like two controllers.
Yeah.
In which case, wow.
And it was fun because, you know, you had to solve it together. Unless you were with some complete idiot and you had to tell him to do stuff and explain everything to him. It's like, no, you go, let me do.
Yeah, that's why that game requires communication on the mic or something. If you don't use it, it'll be like, what is that other guy trying to tell me to do? Oh, just use chat text message.
Put the portal there. No, there. There. I think you can.
Oh yeah, and they used like the little thing where you kind of use the portal gun to point somewhere.
Yeah.
Make a little mark. It's like, no, there. See there. And then it's like, yeah, okay. I'm gonna time this. We'll do this at the same time because you obviously can't count. But yeah, that kind of stuff. Whenever it's built around teamwork and. Not just like, okay, well, this is just, it's just like single player, but there's two of us. Nothing else is different. There's two
of us. That's one reason I like LEGO games, like the LEGO Batmans and things like that, is that you don't have to have that second player, but a decent second player makes that game even more fun.
Yeah, and that's, more people make it more fun. Depending. A lot of old games were like that, like, you know, just the, you know, the, like the brawlers that we were talking about earlier. Those were really fun to me because it was just really well made with, you know, multiple people there. It's fun. And a big thing is, if it's a good game, it can be fun. The game has to be fun first before the co-op can be.
Yeah, game.
Oh, eventually. Well,
entertainment is secondary.
Sure. A fun game makes co-op fun. Moving on. Kiku, lastly, asks, what was the first co-op game you ever played, and who did you play it with?
I can't fucking remember.
I
already mentioned the first ones that I can think of. Probably not exactly accurate, but it's not like we can remember the first games we played exactly.
Look, when I was organizing the space in my head, childhood memories got pushed right out of there.
The thing that came out in my mind is the SNES games. I would say Goof Troop, my brother.
Yeah, and Turtles in Time and...
Yes, and Turtles in Time.
Streets of Rage. Those games. If really, the I think...
game with my brother on some console at some point in time. That's my answer.
Sonic 2 and 3 were some of the first co-op games I played that I really enjoyed. As was Streets of Rage. Those are the... I guess the three games that I can think of the most that were...
Yeah.
The early co-op games that I played. Could be wrong, but I'm going off my memory, so whatever.
Mm-hmm. Goof Troop and Turtles in Time and Sonic games.
Anyone else?
That's hard to pull those memories back. Like Contra was pretty decent.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then like your old school arcade games like The Simpsons and stuff like that.
Yes.
Played a lot of those.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the arcade ones.
I've been recently playing the old school arcade game when it's on PSN. And same with X-Men too.
Oh yeah, X-Men.
X-Men arcade.
X-Men. Lost Vikings and all those were really
that might actually have been my first one. I forgot.
Like, honestly, I couldn't tell you which one came first in terms of me playing them because I was a kid.
It's tough to remember.
Yeah.
Mm. Especially off the top of my head.
I was going to say Mario, but that's not really a co-op. Just, like, taking turns.
I don't think it became co-op until way later.
Taking turns.
Like...
That brings me back.
Actually, did that series even have... side by side, like really real co-op until the new ones.
Yeah, the Wii U versions or
Super Mario Brothers.
On the Wii.
Well, yeah, I don't think
that the first one.
That may have been. That's kind of recent. That's crazy.
I'll tell you another one I played a lot of was that. Do you remember Snake Rattle and Roll?
No.
Oh,
console
old school NES game.
Oh. Was it a, like, taking turn game or, like, playing
it? No, it was, like, two different, there was, like, a red snake and a blue snake, and you had to gather,
I think I might have remembered that.
Eat the food or whatever. But yes. They made the snake Roots. Longer. Yeah. That and Contra were probably the first two that I played as a co-op.
I remember first playing Contra out of the country when I was born.
Contra in the country.
Can I just do a general thing to kick you who asks questions? If you want me to answer them, do not have this question relate to anything like beyond like 2 years ago.
Memory relevant. So what was it like being born?
Traumatic.
Got slapped. Are there any co-op games you guys are looking forward to that are coming out?
Well, the GTA Online multiplayer looks a lot
of
fun.
Oh, yeah, that looks actually quite good. Every time I say, nah, I'm not interested in GTA 5. Holy sh**, I'm still excited about GTA 5 and I don't know.
Yeah, that's what PS Home should have been.
Is it?
Well, I never tried
PS I feel like Home, that was targeting different markets.
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting. Because it's like the only thing you do in GTA is just roam around the streets and have fun doing it with other people.
Tug doesn't really count, but Tug, because Tug's an answer.
It does. It is an answer.
Oh my god, that's it.
He's very excited for that one, guys. So very excited. Whoa! Oh my god, what was that? Somebody's
is intruding. Impression of me?
Yes.
What? I'll block you again.
I'll probably pick up Lost Planet 3 and Diablo 3 on the consoles.
Ah, oh, I forgot about Lost Planet.
Still need to play Diablo 3. Played the first two. In fact, those were some pretty good co-op games. I don't know why I didn't think about it.
Is Elite Dangerous going to have multiplayer? I think it is. Elite Dangerous as well.
Oh, yeah?
Tetris.
Yeah, yep.
Did you say Tetris?
I thought you said Tetris. I misheard you.
Tetris. You take turns dropping the blocks.
It's so epic.
Why did you drop the straight there?
Why, you idiot? You can't do anything right. Here, let me do it. Co-op Tetris.
That would be awful.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to a lot of games. I can't really think of too much right now. That's like,
think of what I'm looking forward to. Of the
co-op that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. A lot of them are like good single player games. Like Killer 7.
Yeah.
Wasteland 2.
Are you guys gonna pick up Final Fantasy 14?
I heard it has an online subscription, monthly payment or something.
I might check it out at some point, but I'm afraid I'll become Marshall and never show up.
I can never justify a subscription model.
Yeah, I'm...
just because in free to play, it's like I don't even last a month. No point.
I never have the money.
I play this for a few weeks, I'm done.
I only have so much money to spend.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like something like Guild Wars 2, I could justify just because it's one of expense.
But still, I like the idea of, you know, playing with people.
I don't. I hate people.
Oh, that's you. Sorry. But you're a horrible person.
Mm. That's why I'm going to a 40k game this weekend.
Have fun.
Oh, I fucking will.
Also, I can't think of much, and before this runs on too long with me thinking for half an hour, we'll just stop it here.
I'm sure actually, can like that be right? My, like, worst multiplayer game? What? That's a bit harsh, isn't it? What it's a fun game, it's just horribly unbalanced. 40k.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Sure, right. Something, yeah, kind of...
pretty much covered everything.
No longer here.
So, yeah, that's the end of it.
Wow, this isn't awkward at all.
Wow.
No, we're not all tired, and...
DK is going to have to do the walk of shame now.
What? I'm ashamed.
I really am tired.
I am too.
Have you stopped recording? We got goodbye, people. See you.
Goodbye, people. Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, God. I bet you're freaking out the people around you. You're in dorms, you know.
I know. At least I have the windows closed.
They have a leprechaun in there.
I'll be like, what the hell? Game Podunk.